Oh, love affair to welcome back again to another dope episode of Groove Cartel. I've got my man here, Mr. Cops Avenue Buffet 2. He's gonna give us a dope piano set. My nigga, hit it away, son. Sure. Press play, dog.
Thank you. Tender, 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 Yeah. I see pity without you. I'm so hung up on you.
show of Abethu. That was a killer, killer, killer set by my man Gobs Avenue. Just thought maybe let me catch up with the homie. And here, yeah. What's up, dog?
Nah, easy, man.
What are you, Abethu?
Ah,
sure, Anton. Ah, or Tabuts, dog.
Ah, Tamil, Tabuts.
Ah, man, or Tabuts, or Tabuts, or Tabuts. I'm trying, dog. Set a how, bro. Like, I don't know those tracks.
Yeah, no, those are my tracks.
What's going on?
Those
with
are
that?
My tracks. Yeah, yeah. You know, I've just recently completed my production journey.
Sure,
I'm at
sure.
a point where, like, yeah, I'm ready to release.
Sure.
Music
sure.
that's decent enough for everybody. You know?
Oh, nice.
So,
you
know,
so when
it's all a process.
Ah, you speak about your production journey. Maybe perhaps let's start from the beginning. Where does this music story start for you? As a producer, as a DJ.
Okay, yeah. As a producer, as a DJ, it all started when I met Gabza.
Yeah.
I met Gabza.
Sure.
And it was all on an informal level.
Aware.
Just collect music.
Aware.
But on my end of things, it was like, hey, I need this guy in my life.
Oh, okay.
I need this guy. He's the closest guy, like, geographically.
Sure.
For him to plug me in and, you know, assist me in whatever way. But that's how it all started.
Yeah.
Gabza started DJing.
Sure.
You know, he put me on, go, I think, yeah, called Tabo.
Sure.
You remember Tabo?
Yeah, in the hood. Go Alex, my friend.
Yeah, go
sure. Yeah, yeah.
Put me on there, started playing there with Acute Dose.
Yeah.
Acute Dose I met through Gabs as well.
Sure.
They were friends before I was friends with him.
We all became
friends.
Sure.
And that's how it all started.
Sure.
Played Gwale Residential. Then fast forward to, like, over the years, you know, I learned production just by being with Gabza in studio all the time. You know, asking what I need to ask him. And then, you know, eventually you need to piece it all together all on your own. Mm. So that's why I haven't been around as people would expect. You know?
So I hear you. So in essence, what you're saying is you were open to being taught something that you didn't know how to do. And it has placed you to where you are today.
You have to.
For sure.
That's the only way to learn.
Yeah.
I believe in life, you know.
You have
to allow you, let go of pride or anything and accept that. You know, I just sit back and help at the same time.
It wasn't all just about learning
what I needed to learn, but making sure that homie gets to where he needs to get.
Sure.
Because that will, in essence, even open further doors.
No, for sure. 100%. So, 100%. So we speak about the album that you say is finally ready to come out to the world. What's the inspiration behind that?
Sorry, I just missed that question, bro.
The inspiration behind the album that's coming out now.
The EP.
The EP, rather.
I mean, it's my first official project. You know? That's the inspiration behind it, you know.
Sure.
I've released mixtapes before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the reach that it'll get this time, I think that, you know, a lot more people will get to hear what I've got for them, you know. So that's something, you know, really good to look forward to.
Any names that you would like to mention, who the people you worked on the album with, vocalists perhaps?
Okay, release too much, but
sure,
me,
sure.
And some Howkeys from Piano Hub,
uh-huh.
I'm sure you know.
Yeah.
Spots Music,
yeah.
Probably know her from other circles.
Yeah.
You know,
beautiful voice.
Extremely beautiful voice.
And speaking about voices, I mean, you say it's me. Are you singing?
Yeah, there's two tracks where I added a couple of things.
Yeah.
One with Mohumuti Chosen,
which
is another person I worked with on
the
EP. So, yeah.
Let's speak then about your vocals. You've done quite a few big tracks. Take us through that part of your musicality. I mean, you're a DJ, you're a producer, and you're a vocalist. And in fact, the trend of singing on my piano jams, it may be attributed because you're one of the first people who sang on tracks like that, you know, as far as, you know, and that's a reality.
Yeah, true.
Let's talk about that. How's that going and where did that stem from? And could we expect more vocals from Wena?
Yeah, no, definitely you can expect more.
Sure.
You know, on a vocal level.
Yeah.
Like I said, the only reason why I had to shift a bit of focus because, you know, many people might not know I work at the same time.
Sure.
So
multi-talented man.
Multi-talented, very true.
Yeah.
So I work at the same time, so I need to split my focus at times. So the production part was what I was mainly focusing on.
Sure.
At the same time, I know I might have been one of the first people to sing on vocals, but the game has changed.
For sure, yeah.
A lot of doors have opened. There's a lot of opportunity for not just producers, but vocalists, true vocalists.
Yeah,
you know, something so weird to you. Abo Ashavamapia,
guys
with the range and everything.
Yeah.
Although I'm not one of those guys, I believe I fit some way.
Within that space.
Within, I've got something to offer. I just need to align everything and get onto that point, you know. It's not as easy as everybody thinks when you're doing a lot of things.
So you
need to allow yourself time to split.
And basically be in that zone.
Yeah, you have to be in the zone.
For sure.
You can't just do something for the sake of which piano is, you know, the booming trend at the moment. We're going to see through that.
Sure.
I'm one of the first people that was there when it started. So you just have to learn to accept.
I hear you. And then beyond this upcoming EP, what can we expect from it?
I don't want to, I look far but not too far.
Okay.
I look ahead but not too far ahead. Yeah.
So basically we must just enjoy what's coming up.
Yeah,
and then
I just want to enjoy the EP. Let it drop, let people, you know, just get, maybe we'll have this conversation sometime next
year. No, I'm looking forward to it, So bro, let's talk about your social media handles. But Bakugai, they want to know how to follow you, where can they find you?
Alright, so my Facebook page, it's Kops Avenue. It's K-O-P-Z.
K-O-P-Z.
And Avenue.
Yeah.
Avenue Yasuskolin.
A-V-E-N-U-E. A-V-E-N-U-E.
You found an assistant.
A-V-E-N-U-E. So it's Kops Avenue, this Kops is Facebook, Avenue.
Facebook.
Sure.
Instagram, it's at Real Kops Avenue, so that's Real R-E-A-L Kops Avenue, K-O-P-Z Avenue.
Awe.
And then Twitter, it's at Kops Avenue.
Awe. My man, thank you so much for pulling through, Joe.
Thank you for hollering at me.
Awe, doggy. Perfect. We're Groove Cartel, we're signing out. Check you in the next episode.